This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There are reports that Saudi Arabian dissident Jamal Khashoggi may have recorded his own death on his Apple Watch, which was connected to the iCloud. He apparently turned on the recording function as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. The same reports indicate the recording showed up on a cell phone Khashoggi left with his fiancée before he entered the consulate, as she waited outside, and that the watch recorded not only Khashoggi's interrogation and torture, but also his killing. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and sharp critic of his native Saudi Arabia, was a Washington Post columnist. President Trump says he plans to call Saudi King Salman to discuss what he called the terrible situation in Turkey, though day-to-day rule in the Saudi kingdom is generally handled by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, a self-styled reformer who is being sharply criticized by much of the world in the Khashoggi case. An American pastor detained in Turkey for 2 years is on his way home, freed by a Turkish court and undergoing a medical checkup at a U.S. military base in Germany. Andrew Brunson's release marks the end of a bitter dispute between Washington and Ankara. The 50-year-old evangelist was facing 35 years on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations the U.S. called baseless. President Trump calls Brunson's release a U.S. foreign policy success.
We're very honored to have him back with us. He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people.
Mr. Trump has tweeted that Brunson will be coming to the White House for a visit to the Oval Office soon after he arrives back on U.S. soil, a few hours from now. He also thanked Turkish President Erdogan for his help in gaining Brunson's freedom. Meanwhile, on Twitter, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration is working to free other Americans he said were wrongfully imprisoned. This is VOA News. There is a report that the Trump administration may return to a policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Washington Post cites anonymous sources who say the tentative plan is meant to deal with what are described as soaring numbers of families trying to cross from Mexico into the United States. Among the plans said to be under consideration, keeping parents in government detention while their children are taken to federal shelters where relatives or guardians could seek custody. An American Civil Liberties Union lawyer calls the report deeply disturbing. He says, quote, "The administration continues to look for ways to cause harm to small children," unquote. The United Nations Children's Fund says a militia fighting Boko Haram in northeast Nigeria has released more than 800 of its child soldiers. UNICEF is voicing hope the action will be followed by further such releases. We have a report from VOA's Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The local militia that released the children is one of several vigilante militias that formed an alliance in 2013 to fight Boko Haram militants. The UN Children's Fund says last year, this alliance, known as the Civilian Joint Task Force, signed an agreement to end and prevent the recruitment and use of children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bouyrak says the 833 child soldiers, some as young as 11, were freed in Maiduguri, northeast Nigeria.
So this is a significant milestone in ending the recruitment and use of children, but many more children remain in the ranks of other armed groups in either combat or support roles.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe's growing economic crisis, which has recently sent consumer prices upwards and created shortages of nearly everything, is shaping up to be the first major test for Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sworn in barely 2 months ago. Activists say this week's arrests of trade union members who plan to protest economic conditions has escalated the situation from a simple economic crisis to a wider, more unsettling one. Florida Governor Rick Scott has toured Mexico Beach, Florida, the town where Monster Storm Michael made landfall this week. The death toll in the Category 4 hurricane, which roared through the Florida panhandle, stands at 17. It's expected to go higher. State officials say 300 people in Mexico Beach ignored mandatory evacuation orders, and it's unclear if many escaped at the last minute. Meanwhile, the stories of heartbreak are continuing.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff, and so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
For news around the clock, you can go online to voanews.com. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.